holding on to me for dear life. As we cross over the railroad tracks, Scarlett lets out three short shrieks. I have no idea which house is Juan's because Mom never let me ride through this neighborhood. But down the road, Juan is in his yard, swinging the golf club like a pro. He's wearing a red sports shirt I recognize immediately as Wayne's. When Juan catches a glimpse of who is sitting behind me, he grins. As I get closer, I notice he's standing in a long strip of mowed weeds with a few golf balls scattered about. All along, I guess Juan used the number 5 iron to practice golf. I remember Juan's t-shirt with Supermex scribbled across it and feel stupid that I didn't know what it meant before. That must be his big plan, to be like Lee Trevino. Supermex. I stop inches from Juan's feet, carefully step off the bike, and pull off Scarlett's blindfold. When she sees him, she smiles, then quickly frowns.
Toby, you shouldn't have done this. Take me back.
You'll have to walk, I say. I've got to get home.
I'll walk you home, Juan says. I've got to talk to you.
Scarlett doesn't move, and I'm thinking I've made a big mistake. Now Juan and Scarlett will be mad at me.
¿Cómo se llama? Juan says.
Scarlett shyly smiles at Juan.
Me llamo Scarletta.